showing it's 10 o'clock, so let's go ahead and get started. We'll start with meeting logistics. On March 17, 2020, Governor Newsom issued Executive Order N-2920 related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The executive order allows state bodies covered by the Brown Act to hold public meetings via teleconferencing. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed above, and may submit written comments for prior consideration of the board members. Comments can be submitted to publiccomments@innovationhigh.org. Public comment on today's meeting can also be given during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. Reasonable accommodation will be provided for any individual with a disability. Please see the accommodations notice. And as required by state law, SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website. We will start with opening items, and I will call this meeting of Orange County Workforce Innovation High School, regular board meeting operated by Western Educational Corporation, a California nonprofit public benefit corporation, for Monday, July 26, 2021 at 10 a.m. to order. Roll call and establishment of quorum. Michael Adams is here. Claude F. Beck.
Here.
And Frank Picasa.
Here.
Thank you. Frank, will you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? All others, please place your phones on mute.
Place your right hand on your heart. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Frank. And staff introductions, corporate officers.
Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer.
And school staff.
Julie Butta, Area Superintendent.
Thank you, Julie.
This is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations.
Thank you, Jeff. And school legal counsel.
Good morning, Bill Thompson, legal counsel.
Morning, Bill. And advisors who are supporting agenda items or presenting.
Good morning, this is Michelle Lopez, counsel with LLAC.
Thank you, Michelle. And any other staff who wish to introduce themselves at this time? Hearing none, we'll move on to item E. May I hear a motion to approve the agenda for the July 26, 2021 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors?
Thank you, Cox. I'll make a motion to approve item 1E.
Thank you. May I hear a second?
I think I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claude F. Beck.
Aye.
Frank Licazza.
Aye.
And that passes with 3 yes votes. Item 2, public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. If you'd like to participate in public comment, you must have signed in before the commencement of the meeting. Also, our teleconference line is open to members of the public who wish to participate in public comment. The time allotted for presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. The total time allotted for public comments will not exceed 18 minutes per agenda item or 10 minutes for non-agenda items. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule a matter for a future meeting. Are there any members of the public on the line at this time? Were any written comments presented to the board before the meeting?
Hi, this is Shelley Stans here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comments.
Thank you. And so we will move on to item 3, public hearing. I will request a motion to open the public hearing.
Frank Licazza, I make a motion to open a public hearing.
Thank you.
Claudia Beck, I'll second that.
Thank you. Any discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
And Frank Licazza?
Aye.
That passes with 3 yes votes, and with the public hearing is now open. The board will hold a public hearing to solicit the recommendations and comments of the members of the public regarding the revised
procedures for tiered re-engagement in response to student absenteeism, a defined level of satisfactory educational progress for students, a provision that every student will have access to connectivity and devices, added documentation requirements, how often parents will be contacted regarding their students' progress, and a mandated level of live interaction and synchronous interaction for certain grade spans. The live interaction and synchronous instruction requirements from grades 9 through 12 is opportunities for at least weekly synchronous instruction for all students throughout the school year. As defined in the law, synchronous instruction means classroom-style instruction or designated small group or one-on-one instruction delivered in person or in the form of internet or telephonic communication and involving live two-way communication between the teacher and student. Synchronous instruction must be provided by the teacher of record for each student. Live interaction means interaction between the student and charter school classified or certificated staff and may include peers provided for the purpose of maintaining school connectedness, including but not limited to wellness checks, progress monitoring, provision of services, and instruction. This instruction may take place in person or in the form of internet or telephonic communication. The master agreement and addendum have been updated to include the following. Pupils' academic progress, and for communicating with pupils' parent or guardian regarding pupils' academic progress. Specific resources, including materials and personnel, will be made available to the pupil. These resources shall include confirming or providing access to all pupils to the connectivity and devices adequate to participate in education and complete assigned work. A statement of the policies adopted herein regarding the maximum length of time allowed between assignment and the completion of pupils' assigned work, the level of satisfactory educational progress, and the number of missing assignments allowed prior to an evaluation whether or not the pupil should be allowed to continue an independent study. And additionally, a statement detailing the academic and other supports that will be provided to address the needs of pupils who are not performing at grade level or need support in other areas such as English learners, individuals with exceptional needs in order to be consistent with pupils' individualized education program or plan pursuant to Section 504 of the Federal Rehabilitation Act of 1973. Pupils in foster care or experimental homelessness and pupils requiring mental health supports. Students typically sign the master agreement for the new year on or before the first day of instruction, which is July 1st in our program. Since AB 130 was adopted on July 9th, 8 days after most students have already signed the master agreement for the new school year, this required the team to reach out to students to obtain a new master agreement addendum acknowledging the changes in the master agreement for the 21-22 school year. AB 130 defined a 30-day grace period from the start of instruction to obtain the updated master agreement addendum. I'm excited to report that as of today, 85% of our master agreement addendums have been collected. This has been incredible considering the new addendum was not available for distribution until July 4th. I'm extremely proud of the team's ability to respond to these changes in such a short time frame. This concludes my presentation of the revised personal learning policy for the 21-22 school year.
Thank you very much. The board will now solicit recommendations and comments from members of the public on the revised personalized learning policy. Are there any members of the public on the conference line who wish to offer comment at this time? Hearing none, are there any members of the public who submitted written comment to the board?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment.
Thank you. Then in that case, I will request a motion to close the public hearing.
Frank DeCosta, I make a motion to close the public hearing.
Thank you.
Got it back. I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams, aye. Claude M. Beck.
Aye.
Frank DeCosta.
Aye.
That passes with 3 yes votes. We are now out of the public hearing as of 10:10 a.m. And we'll move on to item 4, action items. Item A, the board will be asked to review and approve the revised personalized learning policy. Julie Parra.
Yes, thank you. As previously stated in my presentation, I would ask that the board approves the new additions to the master agreement and our personalized learning policy. Thank you.
Thank you. Any board member comments or questions? Hearing none, may hear a motion to approve action item 4A.
Frank Sacosta, I make a motion to approve the revised personalized learning policy.
Thank you.
Claudia Beck, I'll second that.
Thank you. Further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
Frank Sacosta?
Aye.
That passes with 3 yes votes. Item 5. Additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
I want to thank the board for its direct and clear and quick response to our required meeting tonight. So thank you so much for the board. Back to you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Any other board members or corporate officer comments at this time? Hearing none, we'll move on to item 6, closing items. The next regular board meeting will be August 31st, 2021 at 12 p.m. And may I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Frank Sacosta, I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you.
Claudia Beck, I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
And Frank Sacosta?
Aye.
That passes with 3 yes votes.